Hi, is this Christian?
Yes, this is Christian.
Hi, Christian. It's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How you doing,
good.
Paul?
I'm doing good. So did you have a chance to take a look at those examples I sent out to you? I apologize.
Yes. No,
for...
yes, I did.
Okay, good. Yes, yeah.
No, they were nice. I liked them.
Okay, yeah. So we do have your client interview scheduled in that 3 o'clock hour, so maybe
yes,
about
sir.
A half hour, 45 minutes or so they'll call you. So let me if I can go ahead and process that payment now and get you a confirmation number if you like.
Yes, go ahead, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Give me a second here just to get that set up here. And then I'll also, let's see here. I have to reduce the price. My system's been a little bit slow for most of the day. All right. And so you're also going to get that confirmation email through our automated system, and then you're also going to get the initial invoice, and then it's going to have that link to the written terms and conditions on it. So everything we went over before, and the voice verification is going to be provided for you as well. Just saving everything in our system here.
And by any chance, do you know, Paul, let me ask you something real quick.
Yeah, okay.
I just got off the phone with an accountant. So right after I get my license, can
okay.
I start working, or can I already start working now?
Oh, yeah. For this, you can start working, yeah. There are certain spots on Google where you're not allowed to be unless you're licensed and insured. Really, it's the local service ads, the Google guarantee, where you're paying per lead. That's a very intensely vetted position where they're going to want to make sure, of course, that you're licensed, insured, no felonies for any client-facing employees and
uh-huh.
things like that. We're
because
not talking about that. In the local map, as long as you provide the service and can answer the phone, I mean, they are going to want to make sure that you continue to get good reviews. So obviously doing quality work and following up with your clients and things like that, that's going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
But licensing and things like that, that's not critical for
what,
this.
What about the insurance? Because, I just got off the phone, and then they want me to go to the Labor of Industries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So
is that going to have any problems with what we're doing?
Well, as far as that goes,
you,
for us, no. I mean, you might want to be careful though with some of the jobs that may come your way. I know that
uh-huh.
that usually you're going to be maybe limited to doing smaller jobs until you can prove that you are licensed and that you've got the insurance for the bigger jobs. So,
yeah.
And it does depend on the area. It depends on the industry. So everybody, all the states have different rules. But just kind of a blanket statement where, you know, if you don't have the insurance, it's safer to stay away from the bigger jobs at first. But, you know, that only affects the amount of jobs
okay.
or the type of jobs that you can take. So obviously we don't want you to be limited to just the small jobs. So we're going to talk about,
yeah.
you know, residential, even commercial painting, interior,
yeah,
exterior painting.
Yeah, because I mean, again, I do plan on getting it. I plan on getting
of
it.
Of course.
It's, you know, that's just, it's part of the process, but now,
yeah,
you know,
so,
I, yeah.
So yeah, just in the beginning, maybe just kind of, you know, consider, oh, this is a huge house and it's going to be like, you know, a $40,000 job or something like that. Is it something I can easily and comfortably do? And that's when you might want to just confirm on your end whether it's something that you should be accepting or not without the insurance. But obviously it's something that you're ramping up towards doing anyway. So when you get the phone calls, I mean, obviously it's where you're picking and choosing the jobs that you're taking. So you're not paying for the lead or the call. So you can take the smaller jobs that you can get done quickly and easily and not have to be too worried about when you're insured and things like that, when you've got the ability, manpower, et cetera, to take on those bigger jobs, you can easily do that too. And then one thing that I would say is when you are licensed and insured, just let us know because we can add that to your website. It does add credibility, and certainly for someone who's like, you know, I've got a whole, you know, six-bedroom house I want painted inside and out. I want to make sure I'm dealing with someone who is licensed and insured. If they're able to see that on your website, that will give them the good reasons to feel comfortable about picking up the phone and calling you. So it's not going to restrict you in the beginning, but, you know, certainly something that you would want moving forward. And then obviously when it is, you know, active, then we can put that on your website. So I do have, if you want me to give you the confirmation for the transaction that just went for the $269, again, it's $269, that's the $20 setup fee. Every month after that is $249. If you've got a pen, and then you're also going to get the terms and conditions as well that will clearly say $249. If you've got a pen,
that's going to go into our email, right?
Yes, yeah, you're going to get that by email. Let me see if my system has sent it out. It's automatic. So it looks like, yeah, in fact, you also received the welcome email as well. So the welcome email is the one that has the client support information on there. The one that I would want you to take a look at now, though, would be the local splash initial invoice. So if you click on it, and it should have come with also a text message that gets triggered as well. But if you open the email, it's going to say something like, welcome to Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Then it says, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Right here, we're on Local Splash terms of experience, services.
Yes, correct. Services, Google Business Profile. Now, you know, it's only about 1 out of 10 people that are going to be using Bing instead of Google, but we want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. So you are going to have your business on Bing as well. We'll mirror the content that we create on Google. We'll do it on Bing too. It's on Bing Local, so it's the same general area, that PAC result that pops up for Bing users. Most Bing users are using their phone too. And everything is, of course, mobile optimized, whether they're on Google or Bing. Even if they say, hey Siri, find me a painter near me. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. We are doing those Facebook ads, that friends and family rate of $249. That does include the Facebook ads. The website's going to be included as well. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, you can see it's going to be $149 with the $100 in Facebook ads. There's a long line that goes all the way across, and then above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Mr. Lucatero, we do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so obviously capitalizing the C and the L. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before your name or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That's going to do a few things. First of all, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced your setup fee as well as your subscription cost, that we're doing the website for you, etc. It also allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And it does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area. So it does a lot of things, and it's an important step in the process, obviously. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and password. So just let me know when you see that next screen.
It's loading out. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm trying to refresh mine, too, and it's taken a while. And then we've got the client interview set up in that 3 o'clock hour. And then...
Yeah, it's still loading. Is yours working?
I think it's completely unrelated, but my system is equally as slow as yours is, yeah.
Local / username password.
Okay, great. So you could actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that, it is coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that that you will be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We do have to do your client interview first for us to create the content for you to have something to track, but probably in the next day or so, you're going to receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can use that password to access your account, and you can change it if you like at that point, although some people never change it, and it's totally fine if you don't. I can actually give you the user, or I'm sorry, I can give you the username now, but not the password. The username has already been created, and it cannot be... changed. Luckily, though, it is easy to remember. It is simply the phone number that we are speaking on. The area code is included, but just numbers, so no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your username is always going to be 509-571-7596. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. Then we can easily forward it to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. When we do the client interview, though, they'll give you photos, photos, photos at localsplash.com. If you wanted to email the photos team directly, you certainly can do that. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. That follow-up call should be in about a half an hour, maybe just a minute or so after 3 o'clock. But they'll be giving you that call pretty quick here. And like I said, if I'm between phone calls, I'll be on that call at least in the beginning to talk to you about any questions you have as well as introduce you to your client interview technician. Yeah. But you're all set and squared away.
Do you guys have an app?
Yes, yeah. Actually, there's a local Splash dashboard through your phone as well, the Splash app. Make sure you ask our client interview technician about that. They'll go into the details about it, and I think you're really going to love the service. We're looking forward to getting this going for you, getting your phone ringing. Start thinking about photos, and then when you do that client interview, we'll talk to you about all the different services.
Can we use the photos that I have on Angie's list and transfer them?
Yes, we can do that. Let me go ahead and pull up your Angie's real quick here and see the photos that are on there. So, yeah, the building, hosting, and even maintenance of the website is going to be included, so we can use existing photos, and then any new photos or any new jobs we send your way, you can take new photos or even take videos, and then we'll be able to do any updates to your website, whether it's add new photos or, you know, update services, or like I said, when you get licensed and insured and things like that. So I see you've got quite a few. Looks like there's about 14 photos on your home advisor Angie's. So I'll tell the team that they can use those photos. I think they're going to want to crop some of it. You know, obviously some of it's taken on your phone. But they can crop some of that, and we can use those photos. So I'll give them the heads up that they can use those photos, and then, of course, you can always send us more photos at any time. Oh, I wanted to say also, you can either continue to email photos to us, again, photos at localsplash.com, or the support at localsplash.com is fine also. But you'll also, once you have access to your tracking system, you can upload photos right through your client dashboard. You can request content changes through your client dashboard as well.
Like when I get onto my main page.
Yeah, when you have your tracking system, you can also have the ability to upload photos through your tracking system. You can even make changes to your website on your own, or just tell us what you want to have done, and we'll make those changes for you.
So is he going to tell me, or what's the tracking system? Like, should I ask him?
So you're reporting. We call it your client dashboard. You'll have a username and password just to log into your account, and it keeps track of the phone calls that you get. You also have the Splash app, too, so they'll both be able to tell you where your work is coming from, break down of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page, et cetera. So there's detailed reports that you have access to 24/7 to tell you what your account is doing.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you. Yeah, like I said, hopefully I'm available in about 20 or 30 minutes when they're ready to call you, and I'll speak with you just briefly at that time as well. Thanks again. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care, and hopefully I'll talk to you again in just a little bit.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you, Christian. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.